Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And the kids will get to see their favorite Nick Jalen Brunson play tonight. Rami and I will have that game on. You'll have a little bit of a ride-along. We'll keep you updated on that. But, I mean, we are in the conversation right now around the Jets and the switch to Tyrod Taylor. All the hard ball that Aaron Glenn played around not letting the media know who the quarterback was. He got two wins out of it. And I don't think there was any competitive disadvantage unless you put the disadvantage on the Jets. I'm interested to see how Tyrod operates. I'm interested to see how this team plays with Tyrod. And if they just put Justin Fields on the shelf completely, I don't think that's wise. You're paying him too much. I want to talk about lighting money on fire. I was talking about Steve Cohen lighting money on fire. Woody Johnson has done his fair share of that as well. Between Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields, back-to-back years, it's millions. And it didn't have to be, but anyway, let's get back to you at 888-808-1019 as we keep it rolling. Jonah in Manhattan is up next.
Hey, hello?
Hello, Jonah.
Hi, Keith. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Having a good time. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about why I'd select Dante Moore for the Jets over Fernando Mendoza. It's a few reasons. Number one, Moore, when he's under pressure, he only gets sacked under around 4% of the time compared to Mendoza's 12.5%. I don't think that – I think that Moore, because he's a mobile quarterback, it's better for – that's a better fit for the Jets, because a pocket passer usually needs to have better receivers around him, but Moore can make a play happen while he escapes the pocket.
Okay.
And he's completed 68% of his passes while he escapes the pocket.
All right.
So I just assume that just Moore's a better fit for the Jets than Mendoza.
Well, Tankathon.com right now has Dante Moore, quarterback from Oregon, going number 5 overall to the New York Jets. You might not be wrong with that future pick, but what I'll counter you with, and I don't completely disagree, what they say about Dante Moore is he doesn't have a lot of experience. He doesn't have enough starts. It's less than 20 college starts right now. And I feel like that's a pattern with the Jets. I don't remember how many starts Mark Sanchez had, but I vividly remember Pete Carroll saying that he came out too early. And then same thing with Sam Darnold. He came out early. And it seems like these quarterbacks get drafted by the Jets, and they're not developed properly, and they're underdeveloped when they get there, and the Jets just throw them into the fire. And it's like, hey, this guy is not ready to go. New York is a tough market. The Meadowlands is a tough place to play, especially for these West Coast quarterbacks coming from a USC or coming from an Oregon. Fernando Mendoza is playing in Indiana. That's a cold place. Fernando Mendoza is also a bigger body. He's 6'5", 225 compared to Dante Moore is 6'2", 205, 6'3", I think they give him. And then also, I think this offensive line for the Jets is going to be pretty solid, pretty good, where you could have a pocket passer in Fernando Mendoza. You do have receivers now next year already in Garrett Wilson, John Michie III, A.D. Mitchell, and is Tanner Enstrand looking for more of a pocket passer, or is he looking for more of a mobile quarterback? I mean, he was working with Jared Goff in the Lions system, And there's a lot of times where I feel like he did not know what to do with Justin Fields, a mobile quarterback. That's why I didn't understand why they went and got Justin Fields, gave him so much money, and did not have a plan for him.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But still, with the, like you said receiver.
You're a Jets fan?
Year, I don't, yeah.
And you want Dante Moore. You want them to lose more for Dante Moore.
Correct.
I'm with you,
I mean,
Jonah.
Also, like you said, that there's receivers next year, but personally, I don't, John Metchie and A.D. Mitchell, they're unproven receivers, so say that I don't really trust them yet.
Yeah, but they'll be your second and third receiver. Garrett Wilson will be back. He signed, sealed, delivered. If he's healthy, he's the number one target. Those guys will complement him. I think those were good moves. I think those were the level of wide receivers that the Jets could go get, and they went and got them, and they need to prove themselves, you know, in those green uniforms.
Oh, no, I understand that. I think Metchie and Mitchell, they could prove themselves, but I would go out. If you were going to draft a guy like Mendoza, I would go out. I think you'd have to get the proven number two receiver behind
him. Go out in free agency and spend some money, or use the draft capital, and maybe your second round pick, you draft a wide receiver where there's some good receivers to be had there.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Keith.
No, thank you, Jonah. Okay. Appreciate it. 888-808-1019. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. I think the Jets are going to lose a lot of games the rest of the way, but I think they can win. I know I circled that Falcons game, the return of Jeff Ulbrich, or I think the Jets play in Atlanta. Let me pull up their schedule. No, the Falcons come to MetLife, so it will be the return of Jeff Ulbrich. Michael Penix Jr. is done for the season. Another knee injury. And Kirk Cousins is cooked. If the Jets can get after Kirk Cousins and contain Drake London and Bijan Robinson, I know that's a lot to ask. Like, maybe that's a game the Jets can win in their building in the cold versus a team from the South that plays indoors. The Dolphins have kind of rallied. The Dolphins have, you know, kind of figured some things out in these last couple weeks after they fired their GM. I don't know. It's December 7th. Another warm weather team coming up here up north. I don't know if they're going to show up or not. Going down to Jacksonville December 14th, that's going to be tough. I'd love to go to that game. I wish I was thinking about that. I got a month to think about it. I have family in Jacksonville. I'd love to go see the Jets play in Jacksonville. The Jaguars are going to be tough down there in their building. Why can't they go beat the Saints, though? The Saints will probably be tough in their building the week after. And then you got the Patriots and Bills, and I think the only way you beat the Bills, you're not beating the Patriots. I think the only way you beat the Bills is if that last game they're playing their backups and you're facing Mitchell Trubisky and some second stringers. 888-808, you know the number to dial. Mike is in Westchester with us next. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, Keith, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, you were speaking about years, like ages, and how I've been a Jet fan since 1981, and I was born in 1969. And it's been, you know how many times they made the playoffs.
Yes.
It's been hard, man. Jet fans are so they're diehard fans, man. They're so loyal, and it's like when we finally get this thing moving, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to take 7 years. We just got to get that quarterback, man. We got like you said, wide receivers. We got Breeze, and everyone's forgetting about Mason Taylor. I think Mason Taylor is going to be like one of those tight ends that may end up in a Hall of Fame. This guy is really good.
He'll be solid, yeah.
From what I've seen.
He'll be solid. His dad's a Hall of Famer. He'll be solid.
Yeah, and he's like, he catches everything. He runs right, routes nice. He runs after, he gets a lot of yak after.
Yeah,
the ball.
They should pay Breece. They should try to really keep Breece Hall. They should try to keep him here. But, I mean, running backs are replaceable. They do have Braylon Allen coming back. They have Isaiah Davis, and they could draft a running back in the fourth round that could be just as productive. I don't think it'll take 7 years.
Why not keep Braylon and Breece together? Why not have two running backs that can ground and pound? Breece can catch the ball in the backfield, and then Braylon can smack you in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not keep them together? Why do we got to separate?
They had a tandem of Sonic and Knuckles that the Giants fans are about to see, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in Detroit. You need two running backs. They should try to keep those guys together.
But they're saying that running backs are not needed anymore.
No, they're needed.
Low on the priority list.
Two of them. You need two running backs. Each team's got to have at least two running backs.
Exactly, man. So keep Braylon, keep Brees. Isaiah Davis is a great guy. He's a good player, but between us, the three running backs, I would keep those two. But Mason Taylor, I don't know. If he gets a quarterback, he's going to dominate the NFL in the years to come. I think he's going to be so good.
Let's see if Tyrod can get him going this weekend. Let's see if Tyrod can get him the ball this weekend.
Exactly. I love Tyrod. I think he's a good dude. The only thing about Tyrod is he comes in for two games and he's hurt.
Yeah.
And now you're back to square one. And now we're back to Justin Fields. He did that with Buffalo, right? He did that with the Jets when he played earlier in the year. He's always hurt.
He got hurt with the Giants, and then you ended up with Tommy DeVito.
Against the Jets, out of all teams, right?
Yes, it was the Jet game in the rain, yeah.
So we just need that quarterback. And if the Jets do draft a quarterback, I don't want to do this whole thing with Darnold and everybody over again. Zach, let the guy sit for a little while, half a year. Let him get the feel. We wreck quarterbacks. Keep him on the bench. Let him learn a little bit.
Yeah, they got to hit on it. They got to be absolutely right about it, Mike. Thanks for the call. I'll add this. Joe and Massapequa, we're coming to you next. The way they fumbled this Justin Fields situation. Well, let's go back. Let's take a step back. The way they fumbled this Aaron Rodgers situation, which I understood that maybe the new regime, Aaron Rodgers, personality, ego, too big for the new regime. I don't know. The quarterback's the most important position. I thought there was going to be some interest to get AG off the ground and running with Aaron Rodgers to try and get some wins. That's not what they wanted. So when they pivoted and they had the quarterback of their choosing, it was a fumble. It was a mistake. It was a waste of time and money to go get Justin Fields. And so the conversation that pops up around Darren Mugee and Aaron Glenn and this Jets scouting department is, do you trust them to pick the next quarterback? They can't miss. Do you trust them to properly scout? Because they should be doing that right now. They should have scouts at every Indiana game, every Oregon game, and Alabama game for Mendoza, Moore, and Simpson. Because they're going to be picking in the top of the draft where those are going to be the guys. Do you trust them to hit on this pick and know what they're doing? You know, we had the young guy, Max, who called and said, for the Giants, like, they need to get somebody who knows what they're doing. Like, can they consult with Eli Manning? You heard Rami mention Chad Pennington. Like, can the Jets go to the Jets QBs of the past? Or I don't know. Darren Mugee's a former quarterback. Like, they have to be sure that they are going to pick a quarterback that can handle New York and be successful here. Brian Daboll was able to identify Jackson Dart. And as the last caller talked about, you know, we ruin quarterbacks, got to give them some time. Man, we thought Jackson Dart would need way more time than he actually needed. I remember saying 2 weeks at minimum because I wanted him to go on the road. I wanted him to have 2 weeks of NFL film. I wanted him to go to specifically teams in the division, go to the Commanders building, go to the Cowboys building, see what that was like. And he burst on the scene against the undefeated Chargers and won that game, and he was ready to go. I give Daboll a lot of credit for Jackson Dart. One, he's a baller, he's a hooper, yeah. But Daboll worked with him, man. And he worked with him from that, I forget what they call it, the 50 visit that you get as a college kid going into the NFL to meet with teams. Like, they started working early. And so Jackson Dart was ready. And so what we saw in preseason wasn't as much of preseason as we thought it was. It was real. Because he did it in the NFL. He did it in the regular season. So, The Jets are not going to be outside of the playoffs looking in for another 7 years on top of the 16, in my opinion. They hit on some picks and some players at the deadline, their first deadline. They've got to have a great offseason and a great draft. I think they had an okay draft first time around. Armon Membu is legit. He's had some weeks where he's one of the best offensive linemen in the league. Mason Taylor, who you just heard Mike talk about, I'm not as high on Mason Taylor, but I mean, he's got in his bloodlines to be a Hall of Famer, and I think if he keeps putting in the work and, you know, has consistent quarterback play, you'll be able to evaluate him better with Tyrod as well. And we'll see. AZ Thomas is back this week. We shall see. There's still a lot of football left in this Jets season. Joe is in Massapequa on the fan. I said I'd get to you. Joe, you're on.
What's up, Keith? Good to hear from you, man. Long-time fan, long-time listener. Fun fact, I'm actually an Orioles fan. That's always rocking with you, man. Good to hear from you, man.
You say you're an Orioles fan?
Yep, big Orioles fan, surprisingly. Me and my brother.
They had to have Taylor Ward, huh? They had to get him.
Dude, I'm not kidding you, man. Just a side note on baseball talk. I was a little devastated with Grayson Rodriguez trade, but you know what? I think, you know, his history in the minors, you know, coming up, not really doing too well. But we need the bat. We need the bat. And,
sure.
You know, Tyler O'Neill declining, that's another relief.
And you had Jorge Mateo playing in the outfield.
Yeah, you know, but hey, you know, it's going to be a restart, you know. I've been a lifelong Jets fan, lifelong Orioles fan, so you see how my life and stuff. But I got my Knicks coming out a little bit, so that's my positive.
Yeah.
But love to talk about some Jets right now. So I have a little thing about the quarterback situation. I've been listening to Greeny a lot. I'm a big Mike Greenberg guy. And I like the fact that if you look into possibly getting a veteran quarterback while drafting a quarterback and getting that tandem started, you know, I think the Aaron Rodgers and Zach Wilson kind of debacle there. Because I think, in my thoughts, that Rodgers wanted to come back stronger and prove himself, aside from just like being a mentor, being a leader to Zach Wilson. That's where that whole thing went in shambles. So I do think that project can work under Aaron Glenn, but not with Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said I understood it. But, they took on the dead cap money. It's just such a hit to not have the guy here. But I understood that, you know, they wanted to get started without, and you know what he said, like, you know, I don't want to be in the room addressing the team and people are looking at you. It was an ego thing, and I get it.
Exactly. And then, you know, going to the pivot where I do believe that the two tandem running back is what we need, you know, the Breece Hall and the, you know, Braylon Edwards of the world. Oh, my God, I'm from the word, sorry. But Braylon Allen is a guy that I do believe that we can actually look into for the future with a good tandem, and the offense is going the right way. But coming into this up draft, this draft is the first-round pick. We can't miss on defensive player as long as quarterback. The D is so needed, and now we just lose two strong defenders. We got to look in that D line going again. I think in a D line strong coming in with a nice secondary, we can look positive coming 2027. Not 26, we're going 2 years ahead.
You can get D linemen. They have to use their first round top 10, probably top 5 pick on a quarterback, in my opinion, without a doubt. Everybody, every mock draft, everybody is going to point to the Jets taking one of those top 3 quarterbacks. Thanks for the call, Joe. The Orioles, an Orioles-Jets Knicks fan. I'm like trying to think what era of the Orioles maybe that would happen. Not Cal Ripken. You're too young to be a Cal Ripken guy.
Those Miguel Tejada.
No, is the Manny Machado, Adam Jones.
No, because he said he's 30, so he's a couple years older than me. So Melvin Mora, Miguel Tejada, George Sherrill was the closer. Jeremy Guthrie was one of their top starters. Aubrey Huff at first. Adam Jones in center.
Enough
Nick
to make
Marquez.
You not a Yankee fan? Not a Met fan?
No, to me it's crazy. I mean, I grew up because I spent my summers down in Maryland do I know all that.
Like, yeah.
But those
so you just said some names that I hadn't thought about in a while.
Matt Wieters. I mean, that was I could go on.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Roberts for years at second, right?
Brian Roberts, who played with the Yankees briefly.
He played for the Yankees for a minute.
2014? Wasn't he on
that
farewell Captain Jeter team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone
he played
wasn't
second
on that
base
team.
On that farewell Captain Jeter team. But he's always an Oriole. Anyway, I'm blanking. I was going to, I know how I was going to segue.
Had Delmon Young in the playoffs, that big hit in the playoffs.
Young.
2012.
I don't want to talk about the Orioles.
Ray-Yin Chen, I can go all day with
these
names.
I'm trying to go from we're talking about the Jets drafting and who they have to draft, and I think they can hit on a quarterback in the first round and a top defender in the second round, and you know, fill out their defense, whatever. Mock drafts have already popped up here in mid-November, and Matt Miller put out his mock draft, and in his mock draft, it popped up for the Jets and Giants fans because you know what? The Jets and Giants are thinking about mock drafts in November the last 5 years. And he has the Jets moving up to number one and taking Fernando Mendoza, assuming that the Titans don't need the number one pick back-to-back years and they're not picking a quarterback. They have Cam Ward And obviously now the Jets have some draft capital, some stuff to play with. And it says general manager Darren Mooji didn't load up on draft capital by trading away Gardner and Williams to watch teams pick quarterbacks ahead of him. So I have the Jets aggressively moving up for Mendoza, pocket passer with great touch and timing who can carve up a defense with surgical accuracy while providing enough mobility to execute on the move. Mendoza might not be in Caleb Williams' class in terms of top QB prospects over the past 5 years, but he's the best QB in this class, and the Jets have to take a swing at the position. Justin Fields was benched. Tyrod Taylor isn't the long-term answer. Mendoza's 30 touchdown passes to 5 interceptions shows how careful he is with the football. But then, right after that, it projects the New York Football Giants to flip-flop with the Cleveland Browns. Projected trade, Browns flip spots with the Giants. Like the Titans, the Giants drafted their quarterback of the future in 2025 in Jackson Dart, making them a prime candidate to move down. With the Browns in quarterback flux and multiple first-round picks in the 2026 draft, Cleveland would send their number 3 pick to the Giants to move up one spot. New York would also receive their third-round picks in 2026 and 2027 to move down to number 3, and the Browns would take Dante Moore. Now, time out. The other night, I was ranting again about why you have to fire Joe Shane, why you have to bring somebody else in, and how attractive this Giants job is for head coach and GM. Everybody in football that could potentially take the job, even if they have a job, would want to come to New York and get this job because you are going to have the ability in the draft to say, don't need a quarterback this high, don't need an edge rusher this high, don't need a receiver this high. Do you have to take a lineman that high? No. You can get a haul. You could trade back and get a haul for not just 2026, but also 2027, and the Giants could literally be off to the races. They have the talent. They need the coach. They need the GM to come in and do this right. Do you trust Joe Shane to do this right? I don't. Steve is in Manhattan on a fan. Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry, Steve. We're up against it. Sorry, I was in one. And you know what? I do want to continue with this mock draft stuff. So, Steve, please hold. We got to pay some bills. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I was talking about the Giants. I was talking about the mock draft. I was talking about this job. I just think it's going to be the most appealing job in the NFL in years. Way more appealing than, like, the Titans. Way more appealing than any of these openings that are, even the Patriots. They didn't get a new GM. They just got a new coach. But, like, it's New York. You have the quarterback. You have a running back. You have a number one wide receiver. You have a defensive player of the year type player on your defense. A bunch of other little pieces here and there, like tight ends and Andrew Thomas on your line. I think you have to be insane to say, Joe Shane, you've been like 50-50 on drafts. We'll take a chance with you being 50. No way. No way. So let me continue this mock draft, and then we will get to Steve in Manhattan, where the mock draft goes on to say, at number 3, the New York Giants, after trading back, not needing a quarterback, the Giants can do the smart thing and trade down to acquire more draft capital. They have needs across the offensive line, and while the 2026 draft class doesn't align with their wish list perfectly, Magola, I'm not sure if it's Maui Gola, not going to act like I know this kid from Miami's name, Francis Maui Gola, M-A-U-I-G-O-A, would be a plug-and-play starter at right tackle, opposite of Andrew Thomas. Some scouts see him as a guard at the next level because of his stocky 6'6", 315-pound frame, but his ability to create space in the run game with the proper game with power and people-moving skills would boost what the Giants could become with Dart and running back Cam Scataboo. He's allowed just one sack all season, which is the same number of touchdowns he has scored. So what they're saying is that the Giants can trade back and still get the best offensive lineman in the draft. As I was just running through, you don't need a quarterback that high. You don't need a edge rusher that high. You don't need a receiver that high. Like, what other position do you take that high? I guess at 3, trading back, you could take the best offensive tackle off the board. You know, Joe Shane missed on Evan Neal. Would you let him take another swing again? It could be just obvious for whoever comes in who to take. I think a lot of people are saying that they should take Jordan Tyson. Tankathon had Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver out of Arizona State, for a while. But I think you just took Malik Nabers, who was a surefire, can't-miss thing, that high. The wide receivers are found throughout the draft. You don't need to use that high of a draft pick on a wide receiver unless he just blows everybody away the rest of the season, the combine, and in interviews. But an interesting pick has come up. Arvell Reese, linebacker out of Ohio State. Tankathon now has the Giants taking him number 2 overall. That's high to take a linebacker, but he's a beast. I am familiar with him. And they're needy of linebacker help for sure. Steve is in Manhattan with us next. Thanks for holding, Steve.
Hey, Keith. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. Anyway, I agree with a lot of what you were saying, but couple of questions I wanted to ask you and get your feel on was, a lot of time, like Tommy Lugau is always talking about Tom McCarthy and how we can bring in a good staff behind him and everything else, and I agree with that.
However, Mike McCarthy, yes.
You're hitting
yes.
the nail. Yeah, Mike McCarthy. But you're hitting the nail on the head. We need a new GM. And my question to you is, who do you think would be the proper GM to bring in, and then not only to bring in the GM for the draft and everything else, but to bring in a strong candidate as a coach, but not just a coach, but somebody that's going to bring in a strong team behind him on both the offensive and defensive side? Because we all know there is major change that has to happen with the culture of the New York Giants right now. With what's going on right now, I mean, this is not the Giants' way.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I'll say this. You know, last year, the 33rd team with the Jets interviewed a bunch of GM candidates. And I think the Giants view themselves as like the opposite of the Jets, even though they're pretty much one and the same. They're twins. Twitty twin twins. Sup twin. They're the same. I just think the Giants go about their business differently. I think they won't cast as wide of a net. But I think if you're looking for a GM, there's two schools of thought. You can either go get a GM that has experience, that has done it before in the past. And that's what, when people throw out, Thomas Dimitrov from the Falcons, Louis Riddick. I forget what other names are out there. They're not going to go get Rand Carthen. But like, you can go get someone that has done the job before and failed, but hope that they have learned from that. Or, and this is what I think the Giants should do when they... Yeah, the mic is open. You don't have to say it in the talk
Mike
back.
Mike Borgonzi was my guy, but then he was hired by Tennessee.
Yes, and like now you're pulling up the 33rd team, and you can see like, they interviewed so many potential guys for the GM.
But I think Louis Riddick was interviewed actually by the Giants in 2018.
Louis Riddick would be fine.
I think he'd be a good GM.
I think he's very in the know. I think he's experienced, and I think he's somebody that people know from him being on camera at ESPN, on ESPN. And like, there's another school of thought as far as going to get somebody, and this is what I think is smart, but the Giants just did it with Joe Shane, and it hasn't really worked out. You go and you poach an assistant GM from a team that's consistently winning. Can you steal someone from the Eagles? Can you steal someone from the Chiefs? Can you steal someone from the Patriots? The Steelers? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you poach somebody from a team, the Rams, that has like won a Super Bowl recently, is consistently winning, so that they can bring the formula over here, so that you can get like, okay, they were in the room and they did things that you didn't do, and they can be the contrast, because the Giants need to do something completely different.
Well, the Eagles win a lot, and Howie Roseman is considered one of the best GMs in the league, right?
And they took the Jets.
Their assistant, Joe Douglas. Just bring in Joe Douglas. I knew where you were going. He knows New York.
They took the Jets' former GM, Joe Douglas.
There now.
I'm sure he's got a place to stay. Nah, they won't. They won't go Joe Douglas, because the Giants don't view themselves as jet-like, even though they're very similar. They're not gonna do any jet-type stuff. That's why people brought up Rob Saleh coaching the Giants. Hell no, there's no shot. And then as a coach, like, Mike McCarthy, yeah. I think Mike McCarthy is just the easy guy to point to right now, because he is a program builder. He has won a Super Bowl. He does have a winning record as a head coach. And Jerry Jones did him dirty. And, like, he got left hanging, where Jerry Jones strung him along and then, you know, left him out to dry. And then there were no spots for him to interview to get a job. And now he's kind of out there waiting for a spot to open up. But I don't know. I think that's, it's just too easy of a, yeah, we'll go to him. Do more of a search to find the fit. And I think what the Giants said, I think it might have been an Ian O'Connor report that came out, or tweet that came out, I'll go back and find it, was that the Giants are going to find the coach and then ask the coach straight up, you want to work with Joe Shane? What do you think of Joe Shane? You want him to be your GM? And I just don't know any coach that's going to be like, oh yeah, the guy that helped create this mess, that missed on all these players, that's got 1 year on his contract, yeah, I'll come in and work with him. And then if this goes terribly in my first year, we're screwed.
Or worse, they do want to work with him because that's the only way they think they'll get their foot in the door. It's like, yeah, I have to work with him. So, yeah, sure, I'll work with him.
If he's the first guy from the Giants reaching out to you and you think you got to be in his good graces and you just go that way, hopefully whoever they get is a strong enough-minded NFL coach, assistant, former head coach, or whatever, that knows the game and knows that you don't have to latch on to a guy like Joe Shane. I think they're going to... The last thing I'll say before we get back to the phones, I vividly remember with Gettleman going out of here, fans didn't even want Gettleman and his family to get to come on the field to get their send-off. They were so mad. And I remember there was a fan that, yo, we want football people, not family, like yelling at John Mara. The Giant fan is hella loud. Like, the Giant fan has the ability, because the fan base is so deep from it being in New York and winning those Super Bowls, from the 80s to 2011, the Giant fan can make their voice loud and clear. They do it on this radio station. They do it online. There are a ton of content creators that do way too much Giants content, more content than the Giants deserve. If at the end of this season, Giants fans feel like Joe Shane, and they do, if you've been listening to the fan the last 2 weeks, they do. And I don't think the Giants will upset their fan base in keeping Joe Shane and hiring a head coach and going forward if it gets that loud. Ollie's in Connecticut with us next. What's up, Ollie?
Yo, what's up? How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Getting ready to watch the Knicks and Jalen Brunson's return. We're talking sports,
so
taking calls. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to my wife. It's our one-year wedding anniversary, so I just want to give her a shout-out to my wife, Gina.
And many more. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, listen, I want to talk about Cam Scatterbill and this whole thing with the WWE, you know, and all that. Listen, the New York media is jumping all over this issue like it's the biggest deal in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, the Giants are 2-9. We aren't playing well on the field, but and I think the frustration from that is coming out on the Cam Scadaboo right now. He's rehabbing from an injury. You know, his mental health right now, you know, rehabbing is way more than physical. He wants to go out and have some fun. Obviously, it's scripted. You have a comedian there, Andrew Schultz,
yep,
you know, right behind him there. He's a comedian. Obviously, you know, Andrew Schultz gets pushed onto the chair. You think it's real? You think
no,
Andrew
they're
Schultz
not going to hurt anybody.
Of course they know that Cam is rehabbing an injury. They know this. They know they're not going to mess with him. Cam's having fun. He's enjoying himself. He's a grown man. He can make decisions for himself. He's not playing right now. And the New York media, I can't believe how much they're jumping all over this. It's ridiculous.
Thanks for the call, Ali. It's low-hanging fruit. I was one of the first people on because I was on Monday night after Monday Night Football. I didn't make a big deal of it at all. I didn't know it was going to blow up like it did. I was glad that, like, BT had a take the following morning and Cam Scadaboo replied to it because that's good for the station. I was happy to see that Big Mac came on after me as a Giants fan wearing a Giants hoodie saying he's got one good leg and like that picked up steam. It's great. I'm like, good, because as people come to WFAN Twitter and Instagram and TikTok for those takes and they scroll through, they'll find me and they won't find me saying anything about it. All I said was like, I don't know, I just understand marketing. Before I did radio, I worked in marketing. I worked in social media. And I don't know how many times we sat in brainstorm meetings and I would hate when people are like, how do we go viral? How do we cook up something that's going to go viral? You don't. Like, you can try your best. And I think it's easier now in these times. I worked social media marketing from 2015 to about 2018 in the city. Now it's definitely easier. That's a viral piece of content. The number of people that saw that clip with Cam Scadaboo in the WWE is way more than people that saw it live in the arena or live on Netflix. It's for branding. It's for business. It's cross promotion. It doesn't look great optic-wise because he's hurt and the Giants are terrible. And it's like, oh, the Giants run this madhouse where these guys can do anything. And Abdul Carter just missed a meeting and he's there. But the biggest thing I took from it, and shout out to Cam Scadaboo because I like that kid. He wrote a tweet. He said, hey, honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life. So I'm doing things outside the box trying to find stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say. And that tweet did millions of views and it kind of peeled back a layer. I know we look at him as this rough, tough running back that'll run through a wall, but he is a kid. And he is a kid that was living his dream of making it to the NFL and playing for the New York Giants and starting and scoring touchdowns. And that got taken away from him. And if you've ever been hurt, foot, ankle, leg, I was talking about this earlier. You know, he's not living a regular life right now. He can't sleep properly. He can't shower properly. He can't drive properly. When he goes out in public, he's got to be on a scooter with that leg elevated. He can't walk properly. That takes a toll on you. And people want to make all these jokes about, oh, CTE, you can donate his brain to science, CTE. Like, that's funny and all, but at the same time, there is a mental health aspect of, like, think about how depressed you are as a rookie. You make it to the NFL, you only get to play a handful of games, you're hurt, you're done, you're watching the team lose, and you're like, I could have affected winning, and I can't do anything right now. That's why I like that he's showing his personality. He's live streaming. He's talking about tacos and how to turn the taco, not talk to him. He's showing his shoulder. He's going to UFC. He's doing content. He's getting his grills. He's doing things to still be prominent, to have fun and show who he is, because he can't do the main thing that we know him for, which is play football.
He chugged a energy drink out of his cleat tonight. Did you see that?
No, I've been working.
I just saw this pop up on the timeline. He celebrated 1,000 subscribers. He poured a full energy drink into one of his cleats.
But you see the business? 1,000 subscribers. Those subscribers pay $5 a month to watch his streams. You do the math. It's business. And all this was WWE, which is huge business, giving his business and the Giants a little bit of bump. It's fine. But again, I go back to it being low-hanging fruit. And I also go back to how the Jets and Giants are terrible, but they're great for radio. I've been saying that all week. Since I've been on The Fan, 4 years, my first show I came on, they fired Jason Garrett. And then soon to follow was Joe Judge. And it is so easy to talk about how bad they are. It's not fun. But, like, if it bleeds, it leads. The Jets and Giants have been bleeding out for years. 888-808-1019. It's easy for a radio host, for anybody that does sports talk online, on YouTube, on Twitter, on the radio, to talk about the Jets and Giants because they just keep creating new ways to be laughed at. They just keep finding new lows, from Aaron Glenn shenanigans to Cam Scataboo's shenanigans. Keith McPherson on FM, man. I'll take your calls. We got to take this break, though. I'll be right back. We're going to watch the Knicks, and we'll keep you updated on that. But, of course, we're talking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Talking about the Jets and the Giants, because it's easy. It's so easy. They give us so many good things to talk about, but winning. You know, I was talking to one of my homies recently, and I said this a couple times, and my boy was like, all right, you're coming up on 4 years on the Fan. He's like, all 4 years, like the Jets and Giants haven't been good. I'm like, 1 year the Giants made the playoffs. He's like, yeah, but that set them back. He's like, don't you wish that you could like be in a radio market or on the radio talking about like the Rams or the Patriots or the Chiefs or the Eagles, maybe be on WIP. I'm like, yes and no. Because what helps me out is I'm not a fan of either team. I'm a football fan, but like my heart is not in either one of the sufferings of the Jets or the Giants. I could just talk about them both objectively. And I guess I would like to be, you know, riding the bandwagon, right? Because like, since I don't have a team, NFL free agent, you know, I root for the parlays. Since I don't have a team, I guess I would like to be, you know, because I'm on the team at WFAN at a radio station where, you know, if you're in LA, you're talking about the Rams and the Chargers every week, and it's fun because it's like, oh, you see Devontae Adams, you see Puka Nacua, you see Justin Herbert, but nah, you know, for the most part here, this whole week we've been talking about WWE and Cam Scataboo. We're talking about Abdul Carter falling asleep. We're talking about, Tyrod Taylor starting for the Jets and what quarterback they need to draft, and it's tankathon already, and that has been the same in the last few years.
If you were in LA, you'd be the only Charger or Rams fan.
Right. That's the thing, too. In LA, they're talking about the Dodgers or the Lakers, LeBron coming back. They don't really care about football like that. They're probably talking about USC. I don't know what market. I think I threw out Chicago. I'm like, I think in the Chicago market, they're having a good time with the Bears this year. Definitely in Philly, it's Eagles. The Phillies have let them down. The Sixers, maybe. But I don't care. I don't mind it. We have two football teams in this city When can we have both of these football teams be on top? That will be glorious.
Are you buying the Bears?
No, not in this NFC. No.
That's what I'm saying. So in Chicago, they're probably bashing the Bears despite the record.
No, but they'll take it because they've been starved for so long. They will take it. They will take it. My boy's a Chicago fan. They ripped off like, I think, 4 or 5 wins in a row, and it was like, it was up. Their tailgate. I've been to Soldier Field. I like their tailgate vibe. It's cold out there by the lake. But, like, they have an old-school football fan base and culture out there. And, I mean, they did a bunch of winning with the Bulls. They did a bunch of winning with the Blackhawks. The Cubs won the World Series. It took 100-plus years. You know, it's been a while with the Bears. They're trying to get the Bears back right. I'm sure they're enjoying Caleb Williams and first-year head coach Ben Johnson and the success that they've had. But when will the Jets and the Giants, and if you actually look at it, it should time up, right? Get a new head coach for the Jets, or you have a new head coach for the Jets, new GM in year one. Give them maybe the next 2-3 years. And then the Giants, it shouldn't take them. The Giants should be competitive next year. If they actually hit on the right GM and head coach, they should be competitive next year. So maybe in 2 years from now, 2027, you're listening to the Fan and we're like, well, guess it's going to be Jets and Giants Super Bowl. No, it's not going to ever happen. Bobby is in Belmore on the Fan. What's up, Bobby?
Well, I mean, before I say the Giants, but maybe it is related to the Giants. Maybe Jack, you should play for the Giants. He'll fit right in. I don't understand how the guy could fall on a piece of glass.
I've been trying to not do that.
Like, I mean, we know. I mean, he must have had a few in him. I mean, come. I mean,
no. I've been blaming Frank the Tank because Frank the Tank brings just some weird cosmic negative energy into the building. They decided to have Frank the Tank's 50-year-old birthday with the Devils like he's a 13-year-old kid, like he's a make-a-wish kid. And, of course, that night, the same night that Frank the Tank breaks bread with them at the, speaking of Chicago, Chicago Cut Steakhouse, Jack Hughes leans on a glass.
It doesn't make any sense. He said he fell on a glass and he leaned on.
Yeah, but he had to have surgery, and it was like to, like put his finger back or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, baby! I thought it'd be out months. I thought 2 months. I thought it'd be longer than that. But cutting a tendon
might be. It's bad. Exactly.
I think he had, you know, like Sanchez. I knew that thing wasn't kosher either. But who they won't tell you the story. But anyway, let me go to the Giants. Now listen, I agree with you about that. A kid has a right to live his life. But I mean, why can't you just it's just a bad look, Keith. I mean, why can't you just attend the event? I mean, his friend of his has a half a sack. And he's done nothing this year. And, you know, forget about, you know, missing the meetings and all that. I mean, you know, why can't you just go to the event and sit in the front row?
And Roy Robertson-Harris was there, and nobody has mentioned him. Roy Robertson-Harris was the guy in the Yankees jersey. He looks like a security guard, and he's, like, not somebody that people are as familiar with. He's gone scot-free. But, like, this is what it is. They were always going to the event, and this was staged, and this was planned, and this was okayed by the Giants. And it's okay. Nobody was harmed in the act. It's okay.
How did he get into the ring? That's what I like to know. I didn't see it.
No. You didn't see it. He didn't. It was the ring came to him. They came out of the ring to where he was sitting, and there was a barrier between them. So
he wasn't in the ring.
No way. They would have had to airlift him into the ring. They would have had to roll him. They would need a ramp to get him in the ring because he's on a scooter.
the bottom line is the last 5 years, the Jets and the Giants have odds of the same. The Giants have become the Jets, and that's they have the two worst records in the league since 2017. And you know, then they're hiring coach and then a GM and the GM and the coach just like the Jets are. The Giants, and it's just very sad. Both their seasons ended Halloween every year now, and you know, I know Dart, and we didn't see Jason Dart there. Thank God. I mean, you know, if I would have seen Jason Dart there, I would have really, you know, I would have really been upset. But
thanks for the call, Bobby. Jackson was not going to go, and I know that I listened to Evan and Tiki that day, and you know, Evan and Tommy are big WWE fans. They had the whole plot. They knew that something was going on and that they would be there. But Jackson Dart, I think, made the choice to opt out. I think he knew better. I'm in concussion protocol. I'm the starting quarterback of the team. I'm trying to return this week. If I'm around this pushing and shoving and somebody accidentally bumps into my head, like, no, no, no. And I did hear from somewhere that Cooper DeJean was there with Big Dom. And they weren't in the act at all. You know why?
They also won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Because as we talk about Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, if they probably brought that to the table, hey, we want to do a little bit of tussling with them. No, we're trying to go back-to-back. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Actually, Dom, make sure you take care of him and make sure none of those, you know, New Yorkers get at him. Like, no, we don't need to do any of that. But at the end of the day, folks, let's inhale, exhale over the whole Cam Scataboo thing. He didn't get hurt. He didn't re-injure the ankle, and he's out. And they're going to lose anyway. Like, what are we talking about? Like, it'd be one thing if he was an active player. He's on the shelf. It'd be another, even if he did re-injure it, right? He's not coming back till next year. He has all the time in the world to heal. This is a kid. You don't remember being a kid? You did a lot of stupid stuff as a kid. I know I did. I still do stupid stuff as a grown man. This wasn't stupid. This wasn't stupid. This was actually smart. He just celebrated 100,000 subscribers. He's making $5 a month off of each subscriber. He's got a whole new revenue stream off of being himself on webcam. Because he can't be himself on the field on Sundays. I love it. I'm all for it. 888-808-1019. We're running out of time, yo. Time flies when you have fun. It's already 10 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got the Knicks on right now. I have hit on all of the Tyrod Taylor Jet stuff. I have hit on a lot of the Giants Cam Scataboo Dart stuff. All right, we'll start to do some of the Trent Grisham, Pete Alonso, Edwin Diaz, Devin Williams, Cody Bellinger, Alex Bregman. We'll start doing some of the hot stove conversation. I'm kind of like not really trying to, but I know it's part of the job. We got to do it. You guys want to do it. You guys love to talk baseball. It's the Fan in New York. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.